retarded. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Talented.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
We love to do it in different places than just our bedroom.
You.
Yeah?
You.
That's we more information than I need.
We live on the golf course.
But okay.
Yeah.
We live on the golf course, so we use the golf course at night.
That's too good. I was just too good.
That's too good. I have got a hole in my underpants.
Congratulations. That's worth a round of applause.
Get that fixed.
Holy cow.
The Don and Mike Show. They poke the bear. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Because you know everybody wants to know what hole.
Yeah, we've been doing that a little bit today.
Big dumb bear.
Yeah, the big dumb bear.
Holy hole in a donut.
Forgot we had these tapes.
Holy mashed potatoes.
While we're talking about holes.
Holy nightmare.
Of course, that's Batman.
Holy Las Vegas.
Well, let me go back to the Oprah thing.
I like Holy Las Vegas.
It's next.
Holy ball and chain.
Holy ball and chain.
We love to do it in different places than just...
Holy caffeine.
Yeah?
That's we more information
on the,
than
we live
I
on the
it.
Golf course.
Holy fruit salad.
We live on the golf course, so we use the golf course at night.
That's too good. I was just too good. Because you know everybody wants to know.
Holy heart failure.
Perfect one for that.
Sure was.
Holy hole in a donut. Holy mashed potatoes.
Holy mashed potatoes.
Wow.
Holy nightmare.
Tell me about it, Robin.
Really?
Holy Las Vegas.
Oh, okay. We've recycled through them.
But hole.
You're listening to the most risque show on the radio.
Oh, dirty. Thy name is Don and Mike.
Anyway, hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Thought I'd do some news here. Otherwise, there'd be a hole in the show.
You know what?
What?
You know who else was almost as persecuted as we were?
Who?
Jesus. That's he had holes in his hands.
That's true.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stigmata. And we're getting them today. People should realize that.
Wow, look at your
stigmata.
Hands.
Stigmata.
That would be a good two-man show.
I'm Stig.
And I'm Mata.
You know everybody wants to know what hole.
Ah, Oprah. Crazy Oprah.
Boy, she's crazy.
Stigmata.
This just in this evening, a mistrial has been declared in the Phil Spector murder case.
He walks?
Yeah, he does.
He walks.
He's a free man right now.
Oh,
now, because he wasn't
Be my little baby.
He could be tried again. I don't think that's going to happen. But because it's a mistrial, he could be tried again if they wanted to push it.
His wig is being held, though.
Yeah, it should be. Permanently. The jury was deadlocked 10-2, but the court won't say which way. The famous music producer who was looking at 15 years to life argued that actress Lana Clarkson killed herself. Spector's most famous wall of sound recording, it's been decided, the Beatles Let It Be.
That's amazing. I mean, you know, that doesn't get the play that a lot of other things do,
true.
But it wasn't widely known he was guilty of sin.
It got a lot of play in Los Angeles.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
And
yeah.
It gets limited play on Entertainment Tonight.
Right.
But out in L.A., it's a huge story.
Yeah. And, and because it didn't get enough play, I'm curious as to what the defense did to put the doubt into the jury's mind.
Right.
Because you didn't hear a lot of coverage of that trial.
No, very little out here.
Right.
Out west, a different story.
Out west, they'd say.
They say.
Well, it's the wall of sound, Buzz. There's no arguing with the wall of sound.
That's right, Don.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, okay, so maybe he killed somebody.
Right.
But then on the other hand, bum, 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 bum. The night we met, I knew I needed you so.
I'm beginning to conclude that if you're a celebrity and you're tried in Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go free.
That's been the history so far.
Seems to be that.
Let you go.
Be my
little baby.
Be my baby.
Be my whole baby.
Phil Spector now out playing golf with Robert Blake.
Because you know everybody wants to know what hole.
Because they're out playing golf.
Nice setup. Things aren't getting any better for Mike Vick. ESPN says a urine sample submitted by Vic nearly 2 weeks ago has tested positive for marijuana.
You right.
Want to get high?
Mike just told me this during the news.
Those are nice shoes Buzz has on, but I'd hate to be in them.
Oh, that tape just said Buzz.
Right.
Where's that other tape about what's your name? B. Arthur and Weed.
I did you a favor. You do me a favor. Honey, I've got to have some marijuana.
Seriously, my God. How stupid are you?
Can you believe this? So this is when he was processed the last time he was in the county jail or whatever?
13 days ago is when he was tested.
Oh, my God.
That's just stupid.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, as a result, he's now operating under tighter scrutiny, and he's facing a lot more drug tests of all sorts. As a condition of his parole, he may also have to enroll in substance and mental health counseling.
Do you think when you're talking about, I'm just spitballing here all for right. a second. You're talking about Michael Vick. Do you think there's somebody who looks at the level of his responsibility as an NFL quarterback, and there's no doubt there is a tremendous amount of responsibility.
Sure.
And the pressure that goes along with it, especially when you are Michael Vick and you've got that kind of notoriety in the game. And do you think that sometimes I think this is purposeful self-destruction? I think that I really do, because you can't.
Right.
I mean, anybody who is sane to make this kind of mistake after mistake after mistake, you want to go away. You want to have that taken. You don't want to be Michael Vick anymore. You just want to go away forever.
The thing is that you see this a lot in entertainment. You rarely see it in sports.
Right.
When it happens in entertainment, we rationalize it and we say, okay, it's happened so many times, we understand it.
Kooky show business.
Exactly. Right. You never see it in football.
This is a guy melting down. This is a guy that doesn't want to do what he has been told to do for his entire life.
And that
be
a
successful quarterback in the NFL.
That was a blanket statement. You don't see it all the time in the NFL.
Right.
But you know, you do see sometimes. Who did I see the other day on TV about weed? Oh, Ricky Williams. They interviewed Ricky Williams about Mike Vick. Right. And Ricky Williams had a pretty strong argument. He said, all I ever did was smoke weed.
Right.
I never killed a dog.
That's
right.
True.
Right.
And then they followed it up by saying, do you still smoke weed? And he looks right at the camera and he goes, oh, yeah.
Ricky Williams, though. Another guy I really believe. You know, look. You can have all the talent in the world. You can be naturally gifted as one of the greatest athletes and a person who is absolutely put on this earth to play that position. And everybody tells you that all your years growing up.
Right.
But you know what? You don't necessarily really want to be that guy.
Apparently not.
And that's Mike what it Vick's sounds case. Like with yeah. Michael Vick. It really sounds
like. Are
that
you a pothead, Vic?
So he had the
are you a pothead, Manning?
Manning. Yeah, no way.
Right.
What about the other one, though?
Oh, the other one I was ready to give a fatty to in the third quarter last week.
It might have helped.
Good Lord.
So after this.
Especially when he does the. I'm sorry, Buzz. I don't mean to interrupt.
That's fine.
But the audibles. I mean, Peyton has developed a way of doing. He's Mr. Audible.
He comes
to the line, and his brother looks like he's a cat on an electric grate.
Here's the one that I know you had to see. Eli came to the line, Eli Manning. And you know when you were a kid and you would say, she's got a great figure, and you would go make your hands go. Like 36, 24, 36, as hourglass. If you were doing
curvy hourglass
the curvy hourglass.
And what's the deal with his running backs coming into the line so he can hear him extra close because he can't project? And then he's just going, this way, put my hands in, and then he calls timeout. Drives me insane.
But the best thing that worked out for him in that game is that the announcer said he finally looks like Peyton Manning.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're saying something positive about him.
Yeah, I don't think he does. I don't think he looks anything like his brother.
Good news for the ladies.
Good news for us all.
Peyton's on the town. Eli's on the town.
Sexy Rexy finally got benched.
Yeah. Who are they putting in there? It's going to be Brian Greasy. Right.
They showed the tape on SportsCenter today of poor Lovie Smith. Every time last year that Rex Grossman screwed up and he said, Rex is our quarterback.
Right.
They showed 20 clips from Rex is our quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Beep. Rex is our quarterback. Beep. Rex is our quarterback. And then finally they go to last week. We're going to evaluate the situation.
Bye-bye, Rex Grossman. Very popular figure in Chicago now.
Yeah. Well, back to Mike Vick. After this positive test for marijuana, he has lots more drug tests coming up. He's got the mental health and substance abuse counseling, and he's under a curfew that requires him to stay in his house between the hours of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., which will be monitored electronically. Still a long way to December 10th when he goes to court on dogfighting charges.
I don't think he's going to be able to get out and play golf.
That would be know what hole.
Oprah.
<That'd be> so-
Oprah Stern.
Yeah, that crazy Oprah. A lot of the folks who got the
Oprah and Anthony.
Now I'm watching. A lot of the folks that got the new Halo 3 video game for Xbox on Tuesday opened their limited edition packaging only to find a scratched disc.
Oprah the Love Sponge.
I had heard about that, Buzz. It didn't happen to me. I got the regular Halo.
Good for you. The scratches appear to be caused by the special limited edition packaging, a special tin that includes a making of documentary and some bonus features.
Oh, I bet that's good.
When you pay the extra $10 for the limited edition, the other bonus is, of course, scratches on the disc. Pixie. In most cases, the discs still work.
Pixie, that's...
I know.
But that's the boy from The Simpsons.
But I think Pixie also applies here. They're both right. It's just a headache that Microsoft could have lived without in light of all the glitches it's had to handle in recent months. Microsoft.
I like the mysticism.
Everybody wants to know what hole.
Offering replacement discs. There's one right in the middle for customers who fill out a form and send their scratched discs back before the end of the year.
I do have a question. I received an email from my Earth Dog brother during today's show.
Yes.
He might join us this week on the show to talk about what's going on in his life.
Very good.
For anybody who's had an Xbox that went belly up, as mine did the other day, Janet took it today and sent it back to Microsoft to be refurbished and then sent to my brother.
Right.
He'll get a lot of use out of it, be able to play against us online.
That's nice.
How long does that take?
I was reading an article about that. When did you send it back to? Have you already sent it back to Microsoft?
We sent it back today.
You will be getting it back in 2012.
2 weeks or less, because they'll send you a different one.
It'll be a new color.
They won't send you that one. They'll send another one they've already fixed.
They're going to send a refurbished one.
Right, right.
Very good.
Because you know everybody wants to know what hole.
Good for you. I shall pray. Oh, it's a wet phrase. Funny.
It's a USB.
Right. USB.
That's what hole.
That's right. Games and game consoles, of course, will be a big part of this year's holiday shopping experience. And a new survey shows that almost half the mothers in this country are already in the thick of it.
Mommy boobies.
The Marketing to Moms Coalition reports that 45% of mothers with kids at home have already started shopping or are about to do so.
Mommy boobies.
Hey, and a message for catalogs, holiday. Hey, Allen Brothers, I know what your meat looks like. I know it's gorgeous.
We all know.
Stop it. Stop it.
My wife bought a first Christmas present today.
Really?
See,
yes,
there's
she
the
did.
Proof.
Oh, my there's the so proof it's right happening.
There. Restraining order?
That's what it is.
That's all she wants for Christmas.
Pepper spray.
How do you wrap it?
39% of the moms say they'll wait until November. 13% say they'll wait all the way till December. The remaining 3% say they've been shopping all year long already anyway.
Oh, God.
The average mom will spend $700 on presents this year with
mommy boobies.
Hundreds more dollars being spent on teenagers than on toddlers.
It's the consumer culture.
What about the hole?
The hole in...
The hole you live on.
Just speaking
Frank
about
Sinatra song.
About Oprah.
The hole I live on.
That's on my iPod.
A classic really, song.
You mean the town I live in?
The town, yes, it is.
It's a good song.
Well, not only... There it is. Frank Sinatra.
What's the par on this hole? Oprah Winfrey.
Big time fun.
Not only has the Canadian dollar finally matched the U.S. dollar in value, Canadian men are getting more sex than we are.
Sure they are.
The sorted details when we continue.
Oh, Marty Short's getting all of it.
Mm-hmm. Marty Short.
That's right.
Marty Short and Alex Trebek.
You're giving it away now.
Also, Michael J. Fox and Alex Trebek.
I had Alex Trebek.
Oh, you had Alex Trebek
I had
already?
Alex Trebek.
Alan Thicke.
Good one.
Hey, Mike, you're grounded, but I'm getting more sex.
Gordon Lightfoot, Anne Murray.
Oh, boy. Anne Murray's a woman.
Brian Adams.
But not Peter Jennings. Geez.
King of the Canadians.
Oh, no, thanks.
The late Peter Jennings.
Yes.
No, thanks.
The late Peter Jennings.
I don't want the title.
If you were King of the Canadians, you could prevent the attack.
If I was King of the Canadians, that would be... Does Maine touch Canada?
Yes.
No,
well, yeah.
Maine would go from being one of our smallest to one of our largest states.
Wow.
That's
you mean
cool.
You'd swing it all the way back around?
You bet your ass.
Oh, wait. I'm wearing a Maine Black Bears t-shirt today.
That's what made me think of it.
Yeah, hey there.
You go from being tiny to being huge.
Yeah, cool. But I bought my Capitals tickets today, too, so you got to go easy on the Canadians now.
About the
of course,
whole.
You know, it's not as many Canadians now as there are from, like, Belarus and places like
I've
that.
I've noticed that.
I got hockey fever this year. You know what that means? Hey. Washington Capitals.
What that means is
get ready for a trip back to the playoffs.
What that means about four games into the season, there's going to be three empty seats.
That is so unfair.
At about every home game.
I've made a financial commitment to the team this year.
Yeah, but
I plan to attend every game that I'm in town.
Wow.
How many games?
I bought the 11. It's called a Pick 11, and I picked a bunch of Saturday games. I'll be going there, even though I was horribly embarrassed when my fat picture was put on the internet.
By game four, you will refer to it as a chore.
You think so?
I do. I think
no. I love hockey. I enjoy it. It was a great experience. I had a lot of fun.
Right.
A lot of fun. I'm going to enjoy myself.
It's no FedEx Field, Mike. Buzz, stand by.
All right.
We'll be back with more dumped material.
Yeah.
Hole. Oprah, hole.
Hey, that's repetition.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.